Ladies and gentlemen, if you are willing and able, please stand for the posting of the colors and the presentation of the national anthem.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Please be seated. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for being here. My name is Stephen Betts. I am Mayor Lurie's Assistant Chief of Public Safety. And today I have the distinct honor and pleasure of being the MC for the swearing in of our new police chief, Derek Liu. I want to start with just a quick little personal background about Derek. Before coming to the mayor's office, was a staff attorney at the SFPD for about 8 years. And during my time there, I really got to know Derek as a work colleague and a friend. And he was the type of person whose reputation preceded itself in a good way. He was someone who was known as being hardworking, a doer, and perhaps most importantly, someone that was a tremendous pleasure to work with. And in our current roles, Derek is unfortunately the constant victim of my myriad and frequent calls at any time of the day or night. And no matter what problem comes across Chief Liu's desk, he always responds in the same way, with clarity, purpose, wisdom, and most importantly, a plan of action. And I share all that just to say that San Francisco, with Derek Liu at the helm of your police department, you are in excellent hands. I also want to acknowledge all of our distinguished guests here today, members of the Board of Supervisors, police commissioners, members of the SFPD command staff, former chief, public safety partners, retired members, department heads, community leaders, family members, and all other San Franciscans. Thank you for being here to celebrate our new chief of police. You're going to hear from some important people today. First, you'll hear from Mayor Daniel Lurie, who appointed Chief Liu to this position. You'll hear from our excellent district attorney, Brooke Jenkins, who will partner with Derek Liu in our work on public safety. And finally, you'll hear from Daniel Garza, Chief Liu's longtime partner on the AATF task force, who worked with Chief Liu to get firearms and other illegal weapons off of our streets. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce Reverend Father Michael Quinn, who will lead us in an invocation as we get started. Father Quinn.
Won't be that long. I'm kidding. Welcome everyone who is here today. This is a happy day for the San Francisco Police Department. We now have a new police chief who's a native of this city, a native son, who is a man of integrity and is well received by his colleagues. He first chose to become a first responder after the one terrible incidents of September 11, 2001. He chose to serve because he saw that people have to act when there are bad things happening to others. All the men and women of the police, actually all our first responders know that, but in a special way, the police and fire departments know that. So we ask for God's continued wisdom and guidance for Chief Liu. We ask you for strength, to give him the strength of mind and heart that is demanded of a police chief serving San Francisco. We have only to look at some of his colleagues and the people who went before him to say that you do need strength from above. May his strength encourage, sustain both the physical and spiritual safety of both the officers of the San Francisco Police Department, their families, and the community that they serve. May Chief Liu be the very example of the justice and integrity that is expected of every San Francisco police officer is always looking out for the qualities of fairness, compassion, exercising the ability to discern right from wrong. We ask you to enhance the gifts that you've given Chief Liu, that he brings of community service, emphasizing his specific talents of bringing unity, peace, and collaboration to our community. May you protect him, God, from all evil and grant him a spirit of wisdom and understanding as he guides our city, working for an ever safer city, healing any divisions that may exist. Theodore Roosevelt once said, "Far and away the best prizes that a life offers is the chance to work hard at work worth doing." May this be Chief Liu's reflection upon his service as chief, and may God bless Chief Liu, his family, and our city. Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to introduce the mayor of the city and county of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie.
We walked down together. Sorry, Chief, I have to do this. So we walked down and we saw all of you standing, and Chief said, we could still do a 22, right? You guys know what that means. You get it. They get the joke. You guys don't get the joke. He wanted to turn around and go back to my office. I did this last year when we swore in our incredibly capable and excellent chief of fire, our fire department. I would like everybody in this room who is not a member of SFPD to give these brave men and women a round of applause and everybody in the audience. It is an honor to be here in City Hall with you, with so many people that care about this city and who care about our new police chief, Derek Liu. Chief Liu has been shaped by this city, both as a kid and through his career, walking the beat and serving SFPD throughout San Francisco. He was born and raised here. As the grandson of Chinese immigrants who built and ran a small business in this city, he grew up understanding how strong, safe neighborhoods allow families and local businesses to thrive. With Derek Liu, San Francisco has a police chief with operational experience to continue driving down crime, a police chief who has the respect inside the department to strengthen the culture and develop the next generation of leaders, and also to inspire more people to become police officers. A police chief who has the relationships and the temperament to build trust between the officers and the communities that they serve. As a young patrol officer, he served at Ingleside, Bayview, and Mission stations before joining the Investigations Bureau. As a sergeant, he served at Central Station before moving to the Narcotics Division, where he was assigned to the ATF task force. As a lieutenant, Chief Liu helped establish the department's Crime Gun Investigation Center, focusing on illegal firearm possession and trafficking. In 2022, he became captain of Ingleside Station, and then he was tapped to run DMAC. In May 2025, Derek Liu was appointed deputy chief leading the Field Operations Bureau, overseeing SFPD's patrols at all 10 district stations, including DMAC. Chief Liu, during your time as deputy chief and in your first month as chief, I've seen you take challenges head on, including expanding officer coverage in the DMAC zone in the early morning hours to improve street conditions around Market Street. Just last week, you led SFPD through an incredibly successful J.P. Morgan healthcare conference, which went off without issue. Now, I've heard nothing but positive feedback from our organizers and our partners. At last week's State of the City, I talked about our priorities for next year. While we have made exciting policy announcements like expanded childcare access and plans to cut red tape, I made it clear then, and I want to make it clear again today, that public safety remains and always will be my top priority. San Francisco's comeback is underway because of public safety. We have the chance to create a lasting economic recovery that doesn't leave anyone behind because of public safety. Everything we are trying to achieve in this city depends on people feeling safe in their neighborhoods, at businesses, and on our streets and transit. Thanks to the work of the many people behind me and in this crowd, 2025 will go down as one of the safest years in our city's history. From my first day in office, we prioritized the safety of our residents and our visitors. We launched the SFPD Hospitality Zone Task Force, strengthened our officer pipeline with our Rebuilding the Ranks plan, and modernized the Real-Time Investigation Center to leverage state-of-the-art technology to keep San Franciscans safe. And as a result, the results do speak for themselves. Crime was down nearly 30% last year. Car break-ins at 22-year lows, and traffic deaths have dropped by 42%. Homicides haven't been this low since 1954, and applications to join the police department are up 54%. Now, with the momentum we created last year, now is the time for all of us, everyone in this distinguished crowd, now is the time for all of us to step on the accelerator. And with our new police chief, we are going to do just that. Chief Liu, I can't tell you how impressed I have been with how you carry yourself. It is your humility, your deep sense of service. There's no ego. Just steady leadership grounded in integrity and high moral character. I know that we selected the right person because you lead for the right reasons, to protect the city, to support your officers, and to earn the trust of every community around this city. Public safety will remain our top priority because our city's recovery depends on it, but also because San Franciscans deserve it. With Chief Liu at the helm, I am confident that we will continue moving forward, building trust, and keeping our city safe for everyone. Now, I want to end by recognizing, I'm only going to do one person, because otherwise I'm going to get in real trouble. But we do have a former police chief and a mayor, and Mayor Frank Jordan here, and I want to say thank you, Mayor, for being here. Mayor, you'll let me know if I missed any other mayors. I don't see any other mayors here, so thank you, Mayor. Chief, I want to thank you and your family for stepping up to serve our city once again. I know this is a tall order and a tall ask, and I will say to you and your mother, who said that she was very happy that you were happy. That was a good one, right? Chief, congratulations. Look forward to working with you in the years ahead.
Thank you, Mayor. Now I'd like to introduce the District Attorney of San Francisco County, Brooke Jenkins.
I have my own stepping stool in my shoes. Today is an important day for San Francisco because we gather not only to welcome our new police chief, but to recognize the importance of leadership in one of the most critical institutions in our city at one of the most significant times when it comes to the future of public safety. Anyone who knows Derek Liu closely knows that seeking this appointment was not an easy decision for him. And that's not because this agency wasn't of the utmost importance to him or because he didn't want the scheduling demands that come with it. I've warned him. but rather because he understood the overwhelming responsibility that comes with running one of the most important agencies in this city at one of the most poignant times in our city and in this nation for law enforcement. He also understood what this time means for the city that he was born and raised in when it comes to our reckoning with public safety. Chief, as you know, the leadership of this agency matters deeply. The culture you shape, the standards you set, and the values you reinforce will influence every officer, every investigation, and every interaction with the public. Strong leadership in law enforcement does more than just manage crime. It defines how justice is pursued and how public trust is earned. Your role will shape not only outcomes, but expectations, both within your department and throughout every single community in San Francisco. From the perspective of the District Attorney's Office, we see every day how essential that trust is. When residents feel safe coming forward, when witnesses feel safe cooperating, and when victims believe they will be treated with dignity and justice, justice becomes possible. Without trust, even the strongest laws and best investigations will fall short. Building that trust requires fairness, transparency, and accountability, and it requires leadership that prioritizes these principles, not just in policy, but in practice. That is what we know and we've heard about Derek Liu. He is an officer that leads with integrity and leads with a focus on getting the job done the right way. And that's why it is the time for you to serve as chief. Equally important is that this department be led for all communities. San Francisco is the home of extraordinary diversity. And this department must serve each and every neighborhood across this city, every family, and every individual with an equal commitment to justice and with respect. So many communities across San Francisco still grapple with historical injustices that have not allowed them to trust law enforcement. And so it's imperative that we have leadership at the top who understands that and who has the ability to come into any community across San Francisco and garner the trust of those within. Once again, Derek, that is you. Finally, I want to speak about the partnership, because public safety isn't achieved by one agency alone. And I see several former chiefs over here. This has to be the first time you've seen a DA speak at a chief swearing in. We know far too well the fractured relationship that has existed between my office and the police department that has spanned decades in this city. At times, we will say it was a little bit difficult. At others, it was outright antagonistic. And when I spoke to Derek about his pursuit of this position, much of what we talked about was the ability to partner. The relationship between the police department and the district attorney's office remains critical to this city's future. We have to be partners from the first response to the final resolution of a case. When we work together, we improve outcomes for victims, we ensure accountability for wrongdoing, and reinforce public confidence that justice is possible in San Francisco. Chief Liu, we have been working closely for 3 years now. As you heard, he was given the amazing task of leading DMACC at its inception. I don't know if he considered it amazing at that time, but we will call it that. It was one of the most difficult jobs anybody in that department could hold. Again, at one of the most critical times in our city's history. Trying to grapple with open-air drug markets, trying to fix problems that remain and feel intractable. Derek came to the table every single day and every week with a positive attitude, with commitment, and with a spirit of partnership. We've been at that table ever since then, working to solve some of the most pressing challenges that this city has ever had to address. And I remain committed, Derek, to that partnership, because I'm still optimistic that we will get that job done. Through your hard work over the last 3 years, we have been able to drive down the number of drug dealers roaming about our city and have set a new tone that all crime is illegal in San Francisco. But today marks that new chapter, not only in leadership of this department, but in the ongoing effort to build a safer, more just, and more united San Francisco. The challenges are real, but so is the opportunity to move forward together with purpose and partnership. And that is what we have. So congratulations, Chief, and I look forward to working alongside you, and I wish you success in this new role.
Thank you, District Attorney Jenkins. I'd now like to invite Special Agent Daniel Garza to speak.
Good afternoon. As you heard, I was Chief Liu's partner for the better part of a decade on the ATF task force. And when he asked me to speak today, I instantly agreed, and I consider it one of the honors of my life. When I first met then-Sergeant Liu years ago on the task force, even then he had an outstanding reputation. Over the years, he helped make the streets of San Francisco safer and was responsible for the arrest and conviction of literally hundreds of violent criminals, drug dealers, and illegal firearms possessors. Over that time, he became my colleague, mentor, partner, and friend. When you work with somebody for that long, for that many hours, you get some insight into who they are, the type of character they have, and that's what I want to talk to you today. It goes without saying, he's highly dedicated, extremely competent, and not afraid to make a tough decision. Chief Liu is a true leader. However, I want to highlight what I think his most important quality is, which is best captured in this quote. It's amazing what you can accomplish if you don't care who gets the credit. That is Derek. He is humble, always putting the needs of the public and his fellow officers, sometimes agents too, above himself. He makes hard and unselfish decisions, always keeping the priorities of public safety and officer well-being on the top of his mind. I wish I could tell you about the hundreds of instances that I personally witnessed Chief Liu exhibit those traits. But I think I'm going to do is end it with this. In this world, the public safety and policing world, when the times become turbulent and the decisions are life and death, people don't follow what's on your collar. They follow a leader, and that's what Derek is. A dedicated, highly competent, and humble leader who I'd follow anywhere. Chief Liu, congratulations. I know the city and SFPD are in great hands. Thank you.
We'll now administer the oath, so I'm going to invite the mayor and Chief Liu up. And I'd also like to invite Chief Liu's wife, Karen, up for the pinning.
Oh, you come up here. All right, Karen, you come a little closer. I state your name.
I, Derek Liu.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without mental reservation.
Without mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
The duties of which I'm about to enter.
And during such time.
And during such time.
As I serve as.
As I serve as.
Chief of Police.
Chief of Police.
For the City and County of San Francisco.
For the City and County of San Francisco.
Congratulations.
All right, it's a lot to take in. Thank you all for this tremendous honor. I want to begin by expressing my deepest gratitude to Mayor Daniel Lurie, who placed enormous trust and confidence in me to lead this great department. Mayor, your vision for San Francisco inspires me every day, and I'm honored to serve alongside you. To my family and friends, who traveled from near and far to be here today. Your unwavering support has meant everything to me. I love you all very much, and I will never be able to thank you enough for the sacrifices you have made throughout my career in public service. To the San Francisco community, thank you for welcoming me into this role and allowing this city kid to take on this massive responsibility. And to all our distinguished guests here today, thank you for your steadfast support of the San Francisco Police Department and for your shared commitment to ensuring our city is safe and thriving. I want to take a moment to speak directly to the men and women of the San Francisco Police Department, many of whom are here standing with us here today. You are the heart and soul of this department. Your courage, dedication, and sacrifice give honor to this job, this calling. I pump my fist when I read about your heroic actions. I worry when I hear about your close calls, and I agonize over the cumulative trauma you collect over the course of your careers. You put on your uniform knowing the challenges you will face, the dangers you may encounter, and the criticism you may endure. Yet you do it anyway, because you believe in something greater than yourselves. You believe in protecting the people of San Francisco. Your hard work has made San Francisco safer than it has been in a very long time. You are the reason families have begun to walk our streets with confidence. Businesses can thrive, and our city continues its turnaround. I appreciate you and will never stop fighting for you. As your chief, I will not be leading from my desk at police headquarters. I will continue visiting your stations, walking your beats, and listening to your concerns. I know the challenges you face because I have walked in your shoes. I'm committed to working with you to move this department forward and to ensuring you have the resources, support, and recognition you deserve. To my command staff, thank you for taking on this challenge with me. We will do great things. This event is not about me. It is about all of us working together toward our shared mission of public safety and service. I joined this department over 2 decades ago and like all officers, began my career in patrol. Starting in the Ingleside for field training and then transferring back to Bayview permanently, I was taken aback by the sheer volume of violence that was occurring daily in the southeast portion of the city. Officer Isaac Espinoza was killed months into my career, and I resolved to be part of the solution. I went on to spend years in investigations working to reduce violence, taking guns off our streets, and trying to make our community safer. Along the way, I had the privilege of learning from some of the department's most knowledgeable and dedicated mentors, some of whom are seated in the audience today, who ultimately set me on my path. I also worked alongside some of the bravest and most committed cops, street agents, and prosecutors in the Bay Area. I firmly believe that I am in this position because of what these people imparted on me as I grew up in this department. I never aspired to be chief of police when I first joined the SFPD. Each time I considered promoting, I thought long and hard about whether I could continue to have a meaningful impact on public safety in San Francisco. Each time, I made the right decision. Now, as chief, I can provide the support our officers need, expand our recruiting efforts, work to implement new technology, and keep us on the right path. I'm eager and deeply honored to take on this responsibility. San Francisco is a city like no other. From the Golden Gate Bridge to our vibrant neighborhoods, from our innovative spirit to our compassionate heart, this city represents the very best of what America can be. I love this city. I love its people, its diversity, its resilience, and its boundless potential. I think of the schools I attended, the muni lines I rode, and the playgrounds I'd go to with my friends when I grew up here. I have fond memories of a San Francisco where I worried more about where I'd find my next pickup basketball game and not about my safety. I certainly hope to provide that opportunity to our next generations. We are entering an era in which our families and communities can flourish, where businesses can prosper and grow, and where visitors continue to come from around the world to experience San Francisco's stunning beauty and unmatched energy. The future of our city has never been brighter. But we know that none of this can happen without public safety. Safety is the foundation upon which everything else is built. Our schools, our businesses, our quality of life. As chief, I will never compromise in fulfilling that basic, essential function of police work. Crime will not be tolerated in San Francisco. Anyone who commits violence here will be arrested and held accountable. This is our promise. This is our promise to the people of this great city. I want to thank District Attorney Brooke Jenkins for joining us today. The relationship between our agencies has become incredibly strong under her leadership. She's demonstrated that for a city to be truly safe, perpetrators must be held accountable. The DA's office has been instrumental in empowering our officers, who know their sacrifice for public safety is not being done in vain. I also want to thank our law enforcement and public safety partners, Fire Chief Dean Crispin, Sheriff Paul Miyamoto, and Department of Emergency Management Director Mary Ellen Carroll. And my gratitude extends to all our local, state, and federal partners. In my previous assignment overseeing our city's drug market efforts, I knew we had an incredible amount of work to do. We still have work to do, but we're making significant progress thanks to tremendous relationships with the California Highway Patrol, the FBI, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the ATF, and the U.S. Attorney's Office. Thank you all. As chief, I will continue our relentless efforts to dismantle drug markets while working with our city partners like the Department of Public Health to get people into treatment and save lives. For the first time in ages, our city is truly working together. Public safety, government, and communities are all in sync. And the results speak for themselves. Crime has fallen to historic lows. We have proven that when we work together, when we support one another, anything can be achieved. Our communities have played a pivotal role in this transformation. We have been building relationships across every neighborhood in the city. Residents are beginning to have faith in our criminal justice system and to trust our efforts. That trust, along with the diligent work of our officers, has helped drive homicides down to levels not seen since 1954. I will ensure we continue our community policing efforts that have made the SFPD a model for the entire nation. I've recently been going out into our neighborhoods, talking with residents and business owners. Yes, I hear about the challenges, but the consistent message I hear is that San Franciscans love and support our police. This is proof that what we are doing is working. We have plenty left to accomplish, but we're on the right track, and we cannot afford to lose ground. Today, we are joined by my predecessors, our former chiefs of police, who all made important contributions to this department. I have learned so much from each of you. You showed me how to lead with professionalism, integrity, and grace. I will do my best to continue the legacy you have helped to create. I want to give special thanks to Chief Paul Yep, who has been my trusted advisor and who stepped up to serve as interim chief after Chief Scott left for Southern California after an incredible 8 years of service. Thank you, Chief Yep. Thank you, Chief Scott. There's no doubt in my mind that the San Francisco Police Department is the greatest police department in the world. I know that any great organization is defined by its members. The reason the SFPD is so distinguished is because of our officers, today and throughout our history. You are professionals, you are heroes, you are the finest. I love this city, I love this department, and I am thrilled to lead us into a new golden era, an era of safety, prosperity, and hope, an era where San Francisco shines even brighter than before. Together, we will make San Francisco the safest, most vibrant city in America. Thank you all.
Thank you all. Thank you all for coming. That concludes our ceremony. If you are a uniform member of the SFPD, Chief Liu would like to take a photo, so please come on up to the stairs. Thank you.